Well, today is my birthday, so if you haven't gotten my gift yet, don't worry. It just begins, this is just the first day of the octave, so you have 8 days. And really it is appropriate if you want to give me a gift for each of the 8 days of the octave. You know, that's, just kidding, I'm just joking. Kind of. No, I am. As I was praying on this gospel, you know, something from my childhood came up. It was a commercial. And I think it shows the effectiveness of advertising, you know, because I probably haven't thought about this commercial in probably 30 to 35 years. and amazingly, it's still somewhere lurking in my brain. And that just shows the power of advertisement anyway, I guess. So anyway, again, you young people, you probably don't remember this, but back in the day, back when I was growing up, they had these things. They were before like cell phones and stuff like that. You know, you have cell phone carriers like Sprint, Verizon, US Cellular, that type of thing. They had long distance carriers. Okay, so calling long distance was like a big deal, and it was like a huge business. And there was like AT&T, and there was Sprint was one of them. WorldCom, they had a big scandal, and they went bankrupt. But anyway, there was one of the most popular long distance commercials was one by AT&T, and I bet if I sing the song, you'll know the rest of it. Reach out and very good. See, you remember too. Reach out and touch someone. You know, you remember it. And like I said, it sticks in your head forever, you know? I don't think you can get out of your head if you tried. But so here I am praying about my, and that's what I'm, reach out and touch someone. And I'm like, what? So the reason that, and so there were a whole series of these commercials, it was by AT&T, and it was wildly successful. But it was talking about, you know, that long distance call, you know, to your kids are off to college and, you know, you call home, you know, reach out and touch someone, you know, and you have that capacity to, even though you may not be physically in the same space, you still have that capacity to reach out and touch someone. Well, the reason that it came into my mind, was that it says Jesus, he says, he moved with pity. He stretched out his hands. He reached out and he touched him. And I was thinking about that, you know, in regards to Jesus, how he, so often when he works miracles of healing, what does Jesus do? He reaches out, he lays hands on them, he reaches out, he touches them. And it is through that touch that healing power of Jesus Christ is communicated to others. And so we as corporeal physical beings, there's an important part of us that we have that human contact with people. You know, obviously in an appropriate way, and you know, in terms of our how we physically, you know, reach out to other people. But also, you know, that's a part and parcel of who we are as the family of God. Is that one of the things, one of the ways that we communicate that love is by reaching out to other people. You know, whether it be through you know, shaking hands when we greet somebody, or giving somebody a hug when we haven't seen them for a long time, and reach out and we touch them. Or maybe it is something like a phone call. Or now if you use, you know, we have, you know, Skype, or you have, you know, maybe it's a video phone, or, you know, things like that. You know, the FaceTime, that's what I was looking for, the other one. You know, maybe it's something like that. But I think that it's important for us because it is through human contact that we communicate love. And ultimately, the healing power of Jesus, the healing that flows through him, is meant to be a communication of God's love to his people. That he loves us so much, and it is through that love that we are healed. And those physical healings that Jesus does are to be the visible manifestation of the more important spiritual healings that Jesus wants to enact in our lives, that he wants to take away our sin, that he wants to communicate to us ultimately the reality of our existence, that we are the children of God, and that he loves us.
And so that human contact of reaching out and touching someone is so important. There's a story of Mother Teresa when she was going out into the gutters of Calcutta and picking up these people, and she reaches down and there's a man, he's dying and he's covered with sores and he smells horribly. And Mother Teresa said that at first she was revolting, you know, that, but then she reaches out and she touched him. The man says, "Who touched me?" And so it was through that simple caress, and through that simple act, that she communicated to this dying man God's love for him. St. Francis of Assisi, another one, you know, there was a leper, and he goes and he, you know, and he, same thing, he was revolted by it. So what does he do? He goes and he kisses him right on one of his big sores. Now, I don't recommend that necessarily, but they understood the power of that, of reaching out to other people, especially, you know, like we read in the first reading, in this man in the gospel, you know, they were separated. They were cut off from the family of God. They were cut off from the community. They were isolated. They were alone. So think about this week for us, and as we enter into our time of Lent, we are called to reach out and touch someone. And maybe it's going over and visiting somebody we know that's homebound or elderly or isolated, maybe a nursing home. Maybe it's giving a call to an aunt and uncle or a cousin that we haven't talked to in a long time. Maybe it's a classmate from high school, or, you know, there's all sorts of people out there. Who are we? That's something I think that we should pray about. Because Jesus, just as Jesus stretched out his hand and he touched him, we are called to reach out and to touch someone. And so, because what we have been given to us in our hearts is God's love. And God's love wants to flow through us. So as we enter into Lent this week, on Wednesdays, we begin with Ash Wednesday. Let's really think about, who are we called to reach out and to touch? Because as we reach out and touch someone, we'll be able to communicate to them the gift of God's love.